Thanks so much for chatting with me. This is a genuine pleasure and an honor. I'm really grateful for the chance to chat with you.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful film. I'm sure you've heard that a lot today, but it truly is.
It's a beautiful movie with a beautiful story.
It really is. What was it that attracted you to this project?
Well, it was the story itself. You know, when I read a script, it's the only time that I have a first time experience of that, of the movie, like an audience member. And that's what I judge it on. Is this a movie that I would like to, you know, see and experience? And, you know, that was a no brainer with this because it's such an incredible story.
It really is. It really is. And of course, we know it's based on a true story. One of the things that I haven't been able to find out is there a real Wade Malloy?
Well, yes, there is a real guy. I did meet him at the time, but I felt like I didn't have to. For one thing, we didn't shoot in Cabo. We shot in the Dominican Republic because they had a tank there. But, you know, I talked to a lot of people who knew him and his relationship, you know, to the orphanage and all that. And it was very murky, you know, but especially at the beginning of, you know, his motivations and everything. And that evolved over the time that they spent together. And I think they both, the orphans learned a lot of things from him and him from the orphans. You know, I think he learned some humility from, gained humility in doing this accomplishment that was impossible.
Did you get to do any marlin fishing in preparation for the role or?
No, I wasn't exactly marlin season at the time. And I've been out deep sea fishing before, you know, on vacations and things like that. And I caught a big lemon shark, not a marlin, that's for sure. But mostly my fishing has been freshwater growing up.
You know, you've done over your career, you've been in several sports films or films that are around the world of sports. You know, of course, The Rookie and Soul Surfer in a way. I mean, that's certainly in the world of sports. And I think I read in the bio you're working on a Kurt Warner film.
Yeah, American Underdog, which is the, you know, his story, basically. I played Dick Vermeil.
Oh, wow.
His coach.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great, fantastic. It's, you know, it's another inspirational story.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, me too. Guy was stocking shelves before, you know, when the season started, and he wound up winning the Super Bowl.
That's crazy. I was wondering, from your perspective, what it is about about sports films that provide such great drama for these settings?
Well, drama is, you know, it's an inherent part of sport. You know, it's especially, you know, in a live situation, because you don't know the outcome of everything, and there's a struggle, you know, that sport is always a constant struggle to the same people don't win each week, and, you know, to you really have to put a lot into it to achieve, you know, and that it's always open to an injury and it's over or set back. And so there's a lot of great stories in sport, comebacks, achievements, you know, overcoming adversity.
Yeah. And that comes into play here. I mean, that comes into play here. You know, your character, I mean, the two-time champion is very much into winning. I wouldn't say obsessed with winning, but maybe that is the word.
Obsessed with winning, yeah.
Okay.
So winning is the thing that means the most to him, and I think his values are misplaced at the beginning of the film. Because he won the first time, he won this tournament, he won it legitimately, and he cheated on the second time.
Right.
And, you know, I think his values are misplaced, and that's with this relationship that he has with the kids, you know, changes him. I think he learns couple of things.
Oh, sure. Well, that, I mean, that leans into the question. I was wondering what it is that you think makes someone great. You know, he seems to be, as we said, obsessed with greatness, obsessed with winning. What is it that makes someone great to you?
Well, greatness, you know, I just, or a success, I would say what makes somebody a success. And that's when somebody does something that they really enjoy and they, you know, they, while they're doing it, it's not about the adulation. It's not about the awards, not really even about the money. It's about how much they enjoy doing it and what they get out of it. That's the purity in it. And you can only feel that when you're actually doing it.
One of the great lines in the film, I love this line. Your character says, "There's a calling inside every man." Now, most men, they don't follow that calling. I was just wondering whether if Wade was sitting here with you and he were to say that, would you agree with him? Or
well, I take the way of the context that he said that, it was bullshit, because he was just covering for the emptiness and, you know, that he felt inside. He was really kind of felt like a fraud deep inside there. And I think he was just propping up his own ego.
You know, one of the other things too, when we look at your career, you've done a lot of more inspirational style films, just like this one. I was wondering what it is that draws you to these projects.
They make great stories, and there's enough sad stories to go around this world. Just turn on the news, people go to the movies to feel things. They go there to forget about the bad stuff that's in their lives and their worlds, and to imagine kind of a purer world. But they go there to feel things and to relate with the human experience. And it's the best of a human experience, these inspirational stories. Hope.
I was wondering what it is that you hope audiences take away from the film.
I hope they're entertained. You know, the message itself, it'll show itself. But it's, it's a piece of entertainment as well as a true story. And just want people to enjoy themselves for a few hours.
Yeah, it really is a wonderful film. And I love your character in it. Like you said, he does grow. And there is some humility that comes through as well. And I just honestly, Dennis, I think it's an excellent piece. So thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time you chat with you.
You bet. Thank you.